Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
I'm going to tell you a reality that has always been the case, but apparently it has changed. Okay? There's a peculiar truth about war. In the beginning, when a human being is introduced into a combat zone, at first, they cannot bring themselves to fire directly at another recognizably human being. In 1947, they did a study, and only about 15 to 25% of frontline infantry actually fired their rifles directly at the enemy, even when their own lives were in danger, and this was at the, you know, in the beginning of their time in the theater. Later, research revised the figure upward, suggesting that roughly 40% could overcome that hesitation. That still means more than half could not. This is a very good invisible barrier for us to have as humans. Conscience outweighs command. That's a good thing to have. However, in combat, that can be pretty dangerous. So both the military and law enforcement change how they train. The paper bullseyes became human silhouettes and then pop-up torsos and then digital simulations. And the goal was simple. It's just to make the act of firing at a human shape automatic, instinctive, and unburdened by the empathy. To increase the percentage. Why is it so hard to kill another person? Well, because recognition stops your hand. The moment you see another human is fully alive, this mirrors into your own being, and your body and soul revolt, and empathy fires first, and the brain registers the other's pain as your own. Conscience follows, carrying every lesson civilization has ever taught about the sanctity of life. In the beginning, people that turn out to be very hardened soldiers, they all feel that ancient restraint. The act of killing demands not only a decent aim, but the temporary silencing of what makes us human. That's always been a recognizable fact. And yet, here we are today, and something obviously has changed. In the recent wave of assassinations and shootings, and, you know, whether the perpetrator is insane or not, now there seems to be no hesitation at all to pull the trigger. In Butler, Pennsylvania, multiple rounds went downrange. Trump's ear was nearly shot off. A few millimeters to the side, he would have been dead. Charlie Kirk was killed with a single deliberate shot. Steve Scalise was gunned down by a Bernie bro. A man armed with a rifle waited outside of Kavanaugh's home and planned to murder other Supreme Court justices. Where is the strength, the restraint for this? This is not a battlefield reflex. This is something executed by civilians who in another age would never have considered doing this. Why is it that when it is so hard for a soldier who trains incessantly to do it, to fire upon a human being despite thousands of hours of conditioning, why is it now so easy for these random actors to murder? Well, we've seen a lot of nobody's sensitive to this anymore. They've been desensitized, okay? And several of the attackers spend much of their time in a virtual world where the digital avatars die and then they respond without a consequence. And see, this is the very epitome of what makes military training work the way it works. It's all about repetition. During basic rifle marksmanship, during that phase in basic training, me and my platoon would spend hours in the prone position, balancing a quarter on the barrel and pulling the trigger to see if we could keep the barrel or keep the quarter on the barrel over and over and over. And then we would go to the range and then we would shoot thinking about that quarter on the barrel. Now, for most people, playing a video game is harmless recreation. It might even be a good way to relieve stress. But for a few unstable minds, they can erase, or they seem to be able to erase, the distinction between simulation and life. And now this person that they may focus on or they may fixate on becomes a moving target instead of a soul. But the true culprit is as old as war itself. It comes down to rhetoric, which paints whole groups as existential threats, and it strips away individuality. And it's in the same vein as sitting there and putting that quarter on that barrel. This is repetitive. And once somebody stops seeing their cruncher men as human beings with whom he must share a future, the trigger feels lighter. And you know some of the things, like Clinton getting out there saying that we were all deplorables. The racist, the sexist, the homophobic, the xenophobic, the Islamophobic, you name it. Barack Obama's not surprising then they get bitter. They cling to guns or religion or antipathy to people who aren't like them or any immigrant sentiment or anti-trade sentiment as a way to explain their frustrations. One of the Fort Benning guys that trained at Fort Benning, they trained with a dime. You think balancing a dime on a barrel is easier than balancing a quarter? Anyway, it just comes to the rhetoric they've all been conditioned with. And now everybody, instead of us being souls and human beings, we're just abstract. And abstraction kills empathy. And now we're not people, we're a type. And the leftist impulse to box people up and define them by race, that makes it easier to make us a type. We must endeavor to try to maintain these restrictions despite what's going on at the moment. Because there's a few people I know right now that I don't know what the trigger is going to be, but if the trigger occurs, then it's going to be, Kinetic is going to be in all capital letters, and it's not going to be very good at all. And we don't look at things in the abstract at all. There's a difference between us and them. But right now, the problem that they have is that their narrative is collapsing. But understand this. This is why things have changed. I've been wondering why they've changed. But, there is no sensitivity to the fact that you're human. The rhetoric assigns the target. The ideology gives them the moral license. And nihilism fills the void. And when you have all of those things coming together at one time, that ancient brake that once stopped the soldier's hand is not functioning anymore, and the unthinkable becomes easy. So this means we have to speak of people as people, which is probably why we're not doing it, because we do. I look at Joy Reid and I don't go abstract on her. I identify Joy Reid. Same with Eric Swaldhead. And look at the faces you've been taught to despise and remember that civilization depends on that pause. If we were to lose the pause, then nothing we have managed to build up to this point will matter. I don't know if you saw this or not, but the Dominion voting systems is dead. This is News Talk 98.9 WORD.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
For the last few years, whenever elections come up, I've heard about Dominion voting, and I have shared the concerns. I didn't know that much about them. but they have been synonymous with controversy since 2020. A lot of accusations of tampering and lawsuits and wall-to-wall media spin. They became sort of a lightning rod, if you will. But this week something happened, and as of today, Dominion is no more. The embattled election vendor has new ownership and new branding. Scott Leindecker, Leindecker, a Missouri tech entrepreneur and former Republican director for the St. Louis Board of Elections, bought the company for an undisclosed amount. They are now Liberty Vote. And as of today, a press release said, as of today, Dominion is gone. Liberty Vote assumes full ownership and operational control. Mr. Leindecker says he wants to use the renamed company to restore public confidence in the U.S. electoral process. Liberty Now also vows to be bipartisan as it works to reshape Dominion's image. Dominion's election products were used by millions of U.S. voters across 27 states last year. Dominion's founder and CEO, John Polos, confirmed in a one-sentence statement provided to CNN on Thursday that Liberty Vote has acquired Dominion Voting Systems. Leindecker says Liberty Vote is committed to delivering election technology that prioritizes paper-based transparency, security, and simplicity so that voters can be assured that every ballot is filled in accurately and fairly counted. Now, here's how you know that this might be legit, because CNN is hitting the panic button. CNN put out, the sale of Dominion comes as President Donald Trump has repeatedly insisted he plans to overhaul America's election systems, from wanting to move to the U.S. to all paper ballots, require voter identification in all elections, and restrict mail-in voting. He's promised to carry out these goals through executive orders, something he does not have explicit authority to do, so he seeks to change election laws that he falsely blamed for his 2020 election loss. Liberty Vote also plans on ensuring the company's 100% American-owned. Like, that's a bad thing. Including all domestic staffing and software development. Dominion was founded as a Canadian company with offices in Toronto, Denver, and Dallas. The new company plans to continue to have a presence in Canada. But, you know, so what? CNN is worried. And they also point out that the Liberty Vote references some buzzwords that have been championed by the pro-Trump election integrity community. This reminds me, you know, right after Martin Sheen hacks up Marlon Brando in Apocalypse Now. You know, we're listening to The Doors and everything, and Marlon's laying on the ground and he's going, "The horror! The horror!" Yeah. That they're having their Marlin moment. They are taking concrete steps to strengthen election security and transparency. They want to have hand-marked paper ballots on President Trump's long-standing effort to ensure every vote leaves a fully audit-ready paper trail, a safeguard that reassures voters and bolsters confidence in election outcomes. And they also commit to compliance with Trump's executive order on election integrity and emphasize facilitating third-party audits of their systems, giving states and the public an extra layer of independent verification. And while the internal audits exist, Liberty Vote's approach sets a new standard for openness and accountability in U.S. elections. So on the text line, and this is a decent question. So the statement from the new owners of Dominion about wanting to be five hard, whatever that is that not an omission that Dominion was partisan and biased? I would have to say it is at the very least an admission that they left way too many questions available as to their process, and that was the problem. Without election integrity, we're not that far away from things getting really chaotic around here. And these guys getting out there and doing this, well, they didn't do anything. They bought it. This reminds me of Elon Musk buying X. Which makes me wonder what happened with Dominion. Because if they were... Now, stick with me on this one, okay? Stick with me on this one. So, we had Doge go in, and they started cutting off funding going to some of these alphabet agencies like USAID. And now, all of a sudden, here we are, a little later on in the year, and Dominion Systems apparently went up for sale. Now, why would they go up to, I mean, between 2020 and 2024, they didn't go up for sale. Why didn't they go up for sale in that four-year span? Right? I mean, they did the job. You would think that, you know. And I just wonder, and I'm just spitballing, and this is all speculation. I haven't got a shred of proof to add to this. But, hey, I'm going to play the game. I just wonder if they were getting any of that NGO money filtered through to them. Because, you know, if there's not an election going on, what are they getting paid to do? They had to have had a sugar daddy. But it's all just speculation. I don't know anything for sure. I just know that they got bought. And they are no more. And I think this is a moment where we can sit back and say, okay, this is another piece of the puzzle. See, Trump getting elected was not the puzzle being put together. Trump getting elected was the corner of the puzzle. And now we can start to build, you know, the base. And this might be another part of that corner. Because we're already making new inroads as far as media goes. And, you know, as far as social media goes, we've made some new inroads. And a lot of people are not watching the fake stream media anymore. And now we're looking at the one system that we all suspected, and we're all saying to ourselves, this is not a good system. There's way too many ways for them to game this system. And now they've been bought, and not only have they been bought, but they're going to have paper copies and a paper trail. Now I fully understand why they've always wanted a digital world. That's not, the digital world is not apparent. I have 4,000 songs in my digital collection, and they don't take up any space at all. And I have about 400 albums, and you can only imagine they are there, they're present, and I know they are there. The analog world is more honest. That's just all I'm going to tell you. Now, I called this guy earlier today, and I said, I want you to come on and explain to me the actual high points of why the federal government would declare Antifa a domestic terrorist group. And from investusa.org, Michael Lett said, yeah, I can do that. This is News Talk 98.9 WORD.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop, assemble, and bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
When the president declared Antifa was a domestic terrorist group, I, for a moment, harbored these little individual sick fantasies that this meant that we could just pick them off if we saw them. But that's not actually the case. So what is the case? Joining us to tell us the case from investusa.org is Michael Letts. Good afternoon, sir.
Always a privilege to be with you, Bill. And I think you and I had the same thought. But let's give a quick background so our listeners understand what's going on. The reason behind all this was because to try to reduce what was going on with the criminal element. And we thought about the Insurgency Act. But you mentioned the Insurgency Act is just specifically for one reason, and that is for incidents like riots that are occurring trying to overthrow the government. Kind of hard to kind of put everybody into that same bucket. So we were looking for something else. And why is it that, what are we looking for? How to engage our military assets? Because you know, law enforcement has been such plagued with vacancies, no funding, et cetera, that we don't have the capability of engaging in this and being successful. We have to engage military operations. What keeps us from doing that? The 10th Amendment is supposed to mean you can't use law enforcement on American, military on American soil for law enforcement purposes. But there are exceptions. A couple of those exceptions are for enemy combatants on American soil. In other words, if, you know, like in World War II, if the Germans had landed on the U.S. soil, you couldn't say, well, American forces can't fight them off because the 10th Amendment's in place. You have to let cops fight them off. That would have never worked. So there are exceptions. So what the exception is, if there's, first of all, enemy combatants. What is the definition of an enemy combatant? The definition has been arranged by Congress that if a group is designated as a domestic terrorist, and the reason why we had to go to this is because, you know, in the old days, you brought over uniformed personnel if you were invading a country. Nowadays, you use guerrilla warfare, what we call terrorist attacks. And so they had to recognize that. They determined that domestic terrorists are part of insurgencies, are part of what we would call, you know, enemy combatants. So that is why they designated the president, when he first took office, designated the cartels and all, and other groups, Antifa and others, as domestic terrorists. They are not enemy combatants, which allows us as the government, not you and I as individuals, the government to utilize military force if necessary to combat and keep the country safe. That's where the distinction lies. By having them made listed as domestic terrorists, it now allows the president to do what you see him doing, which is in cities across the country where we know their presence is there, bringing in the National Guard and military operations to be able to help fight and make sure we round these people up, get them arrested, get them sent out. So as much as I would like to be able to use it for myself, it's only for the government, federal government, not even state or local, federal government to be able to utilize military assets to be able to deal with this situation.
Now, does this also, since the FBI and all these other guys have all of this new experience in doing covert surveillance, does this actually legalize and codify them being able to try to intercept communications and look at funding trails and all this other stuff? Can they do that now too?
They can. You raise a very interesting point. They gave them additional power to do that under the Patriots Act. And, of course, you know, that's created an awful lot of ill feeling. And so there is pressure to revoke the Patriot Act because we feel like it gives them too much authority. In other words, what's the beef? They shouldn't just be able to go in and figure out, I heard Bill on the radio today, let me go check him out. They don't have a right to do that. What they have to do is, I heard Bill say the following, this time, this time, this time, and this time, and it causes us to think he is connected. Let me go to a judge and present the evidence and get a warrant to be able to tap and access his communications. That's what it's supposed to be. But they feel like it's been abused because our judicial system, sometimes you have judges that say, well, what's the relevance? I mean, show me the full evidence. Do you really need a warrant to get this stuff about Bill? And why is it really important? You've got activist judges that you just walk in there, oh, hi, judge, you're my friend. What do you want? Yeah, I don't even have to read it here. Let me sign and give you what you're asking for. And that's never the intent of the American government, to be able to spy on its own citizens. So because of that, yes, the answer to your question is the FBI and all has that ability to begin to go after looking at funding, intelligence, et cetera. But they're having to be very careful to make sure if it gets even close to looking like there's a probable cause, you better get a warrant first.
Right. But now, I guess, now that they've been designated this, this probably makes it a little more expedited to get these things going. Yeah,
it does, because now what happens with this is we shift it over. Because you remember from your days, Bill, the military has its own intelligence divisions.
Well, I'm going to tell you what we would have done in the military. In the military, we would have figured out, we would have gone to one of these, like in Portland. We'd go to Portland. And we do a little snatch and grab, and we would snatch somebody we figured out was one of the ones that might know what was going on, and we would be sweating them. That's what we would have done. Now, you don't have to tell me if you think that's what they're doing, but I mean.
well, let's just say that now that we have a military involvement, that we are using our military assets for whatever we deem necessary to combat and to get the operation taken care of, including, you remember the president made this comment, Pope? Full force. Full force does not necessarily mean bringing out tanks. Full force means using whatever intelligence and psychops we have as well to complete the mission. So now it gets more interesting.
I probably shouldn't go where I'm thinking about going right now. Should I go there? You think I should go there?
Yeah, I mean, by all means.
So would it involve a nice beach towel and a big 5-gallon cooler of water?
That has been used before.
Oh, okay.
They've tried many times to say that can't be used, but we've never had a court saying no. And the reason why is because the court system understands, look, you got a lot of power as a judge. I'm talking about even the Supreme Court.
Right.
But you're not the military. And if you want to start telling the military how to win a battle, then you probably need to take the black robe off and put some stars on instead.
Oh, yeah.
Otherwise, you need to stay out of the other lane and stay back in your lane, in your sandbox. And then it gets to what you just talked about. Now, we're authorizing full force, for military operations, because we are now allowed to engage military operations on domestic terrorists because they are now viewed as, enemy combatants. We do whatever we have to do to win.
This must be a very nerve-wracking moment for Antifa. I'm pretty sure some of the lower graded enhanced interrogation stuff would work on the soy boys, but that remains to be seen.
Right.
Michael Letts has given, running out of time, Michael Letts has given 17,000 plus protective vests, serious pieces of kit to keep them safe, also with their canine counterparts as well, and he's not going to rest till everybody's in a vest. InvestUSA.org. Thank you for joining me today, sir.
Thank you, Bill. God bless, and God bless America.
Yes, sir. Now that we have identified them as such, now we can say Antifa is real, and probably the thing that we can say the most is the Democrats are funding them. This is News Talk, 98.9 WORD. You're very likely to catch something on TV, if you actually watch TV, where you'll see a Democrat getting out there and saying, listen, Hitler and the deplorables need to calm down their rhetoric. And no, we're not funding Antifa. Now, just as the Antifa BLM riots of 2020 led to the infamous call of fiery but mostly peaceful against the backdrop of burning city blocks, Democrats are ceding parts of their cities while declaring everything is safe and calm. Portland and Chicago are emerging as epicenters of anti-Trump resistance, and J.B. Pritzker is their unlikely general. And no more revolting a liar will you ever find. He and Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson, who really should give his haircut back to Bobby Brown during the My Prerogatives phase. That's when that was really popular. They're endangering the lives of ICE and Border Patrol personnel by calling them Nazis and withholding police backup, even as the gang members are putting bounties on their heads. They have created a permission structure for Antifa. And the drug addicts and the homeless crazies and the disaffected losers are being coerced to join them to do their worst while ordering the cops they control to stand down. Now, the Chicago cops were ordered not to respond during the incident where ICE was being rammed and surrounded by 10 cars of armed protesters. They've got receipts on this one. And patrol, you know, this was all put together by Patrol Chief John Hine. What a fine-looking fellow he is. And then we have a thing that popped up on somebody's screen. Please, Chief of Patrol, no units will respond to this as related from blah, 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 blah. And then, you know, they're talking about approximately 30 armed Border Patrol agents who are being surrounded by a large crowd of people requesting CPD. So their answer was no. In Portland, Antifa has commandeered and controlled public streets all around the ICE facility. They face it. They've got certain vantage points. This event started back in June is unpermitted, but Portland's police are directed not to interfere. They are directed to let them call the shots, even to threaten the normies with arrest if they interfere. Which I don't know how well that would work. That doesn't sound like that would work very well at all. And coming off of X from Nick Sorter, now Portland police are sitting doing nothing as they relegated traffic control duties around the Portland ICE facility to Trantifa. Leftist militants now decide who's allowed to drive down Portland streets while the cops watch. Then, from Nick Sorter, Portland police are now actively defending Antifa militants, telling local residents that they will be arrested if they drive down Antifa-controlled streets. And yet, Oregon Governor Tina Kotek maintains there's nothing to see there. Remain calm, people. Come to Portland. Starbucks started here. It's a vibrant culture. So vibrant and diverse. Let's go to the phones. John from Spartanburg. Yes, sir.
Hey, Bill. How you doing?
I'm good.
Why don't Antifa just shoot them and get it over with?
Why don't Antifa just shoot who?
I'm sorry. Why doesn't ICE just shoot Antifa and just get it over with? That's what I meant to say.
Well, see, it's the same thing as asking why doesn't Donald Trump just simply disregard the judges that keep coming up against him and just go his own way. Doing it this way provides political cover, which is something the old Republicans would not. They wouldn't even do this. They wouldn't even do that part. They're going and they're using the system the way it's supposed to be used. So in the event that they keep on trying to lawfare as they go along, there's, you know, they're going by the numbers. There's nothing wrong with going by the numbers. Now, having said that, if somebody was, and they, you know, the female that shot at them, I think in Chicago, they did shoot her. So I guess if somebody's shooting at them, they'll shoot back.
Yeah, they should. Every bit of.
Or you absolutely.
Water cannons out there. Get water cannons out there and just blow them out of their sheet.
Nah, I don't want to give them a shower. I don't want to give them a shower. I don't want to give them a shower. I want them to get one more washing if that's what it comes down to. If they're shooting at law enforcement, they should be engaged.
Well, you know, up here where I live at, if I was to try any of that crap with any of the law enforcement, I'd be a dead man. I'd be in the obituaries.
Yeah. Yeah.
They'd
but I mean,
shoot me.
This is we've never been. This is new territory for us to even be talking about what we're talking about, sending National Guard.
I think we're just shoot them and get it over with and let God sort them out.
Well, like I was talking about this earlier, if we get to that point, then a whole lot of things that we have built will not mean anything, you know?
Right.
I mean, that's a sad thing. It's a sad reality. Don't get me wrong. I'm sort of sitting there, sort of going there like you. I'm like, oh, I'm shooting at a cop. Well, you're obviously crazy. We need, you know.
If they're already declared as a terrorist organization, then they have every right to take deadly force against them, right?
I would think so.
Yeah.
I
ain't law. I shoot them. I swear I would.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's the rules of engagement. You got to pay attention to those, unfortunately, in most every case where you're carrying a weapon. So, listen, I don't disagree with anything you just said. I'm just trying to be the... you know, the devil's advocate on this one.
That's right. Horse, shoot them with horse tranquilizers and knock them out.
Oh, like the, the ketamine caliber is what you're telling me. Okay. All right, I got you. Very good, sir. Thank you very much for the call. Yeah. Right now in the press, which mainly that's Democrats, some of the writers out there are now pushing actively for a civil war. And this is not good. But this is News Talk 98.9 WORD.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.